had a big day yesterday on the stock market, and I couldn't have a better guy here to talk about it than Ryan McCrady, Mr. EDC. Great to see you, Ryan. I haven't seen you for a while.
No, nice to see you too, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. And I don't want to sound like I'm over-exaggerating, but it just seems to me, even in Illinois, which is a tough state to prosper with some of the tax issues we have and the deficit issues that we have, everything seems to be firing on all cylinders throughout the country right now economically.
Yeah, there definitely is an economic surge that we've been experiencing nationally for the last several years. I think that don't want to get into partisan politics, but anything we can do to stabilize the trade relationship between the United States and China, I think it's going to be good. With the recent signing of that agreement just a couple days ago,
they're holding them accountable. Do you think Chinese are going to toe the line, or you think they're going to try to cheat?
Yeah, I'm just not enough of an expert on that one to know. But what I do know is when the two largest economies can agree to do business together, that's a good thing. I mean, for example, we couldn't possibly consume all the corn and soybeans that we produce here in Central Illinois. So we need to have that global trade. And I, you know, the Buy American support and things like that is very, very important. We also have to accept the fact that a lot of the things that we make and build and sell here in Decatur are bought by people from all around the world. So we need to make sure that those trade relationships are fair, but that they also allow trade and can allow, you know, someone down to your friend that's a farmer. You know, they're impacted by these global trade battles that go on. And
so that's a really big deal, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is that to have that relationship more solidified, it is a big deal. When you start trying to control relationship through taxes and tariffs, it makes it really difficult, and it causes this very hard shifts in the market and a lot of unpredictability and uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, investment doesn't happen. And so not only is it just selling products made here, but do we lose the opportunity to get investment from other countries here in Decatur and Central Illinois? And we have seen that with, for example, the easy one is the Fuyao glass plant. Mm-hmm. That's a foreign direct investment project, meaning foreign dollars invested directly into your economy to hire local individuals, $250 million into that plant. Now they're expanding, adding a new product line out there, so they're hiring 40 more people.
Wow.
That'll be additional investment in there. So that's and they're hiring local folks to do that work and local folks to work there. So when there's this uncertainty or unpredictability in international relations, it causes opportunities like that to kind of go on hold.
I saw this morning before I came in that trade deal that you were talking about between mm-hmm. the United States and China never even made the news on CBS, NBC, and ABC on the national news yesterday. Didn't even make it. And attitude is everything. And mm-hmm. and if you can get the country in a positive attitude about prosperity is happening, that success begets success, doesn't it?
It does. And a big part of what myself and Nicole and Andrew and Brandy at the EDC have been doing is not to be put a blind eye to things that aren't positive, but to make sure that we're talking about the positive things going on in our local economy
here. We can't take it for granted.
No, we can't, and it's been a deliberate. So a week or so ago, we announced that our community received a very important ranking from an organization called Area Development. And what they've done is they look at 400 metropolitan areas around the country every year. In 2013, Decatur was ranked 380th out of 400 for development activity and development opportunity. Basically, activity in the market, what's it look like? 380th out of 400. Last week, we found out we're now 17th out of 400.
Think about that.
So that puts us out there. But part of what one thing that has pushed the ranking is the actual private investment that's happened here. The second thing is employers and the EDC and other people in the community talking about things like our gross domestic product indicator, $7.4 billion.
Well, manufacturing's coming back to this country.
Yeah.
And this is a manufacturing town.
That's right.
I'm not saying we're this huge blue-collar town, but we know how to make things in this community. That's where Decatur really got its popularity and reputation.
Right.
We always knew how to make things here.
The work ethic.
Right.
That work ethic is something that can be measured. And the quality of the products that are put out here by the workers in this community and generations of families that have gotten up every day and gone to work and made some of the best products in the world right here in Decatur. Employers know that, the pride of workmanship, that culture of being hardworking people. It's one of the first things I picked up on when I came to Decatur was the amount of pride and the amount of determination and skill that existed in this community.
Yeah, and really hardworking, strong, tough, smart people.
Yeah, that will trust me, tell you what they think.
Right.
I would always rather know, and I appreciated that about this community. But our gross domestic product year over year from last year to this year went up 5.35% in just 1 year. That, you know, from about $7 billion to $7.4 billion. So that's the value of the goods and services produced in this community. That's impressive.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about the other maybe businesses we take for granted in this town, mm-hmm. is Caterpillar,
right,
and ADM,
right,
and Tate & Lyle, and
right.
Mueller. You mentioned the glass plant.
Right.
I mean, these are big deals in this community.
That's right.
We should be really proud that we've got them.
Absolutely.
And I just want you to tell the folks when we come back on how important they are to keep the relationships really strong.
That's right. I will happy to do that. Thank you.
All right, so it's time for a marquee coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally right here in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for the discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Decatur Memorial Hospital is now part of Memorial Health System. Now the same great care DMH has delivered for more than 100 years is getting even better, thanks to the support of Memorial, a regional healthcare leader. Because you deserve innovative, nationally recognized care and prevention right here in Decatur and Central Illinois. Memorial Health System and Decatur Memorial Hospital, together for you. Learn more at dmhcares.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. Are you playing that song because I'm so old?
No.
Back in 63?
No, because it's what a night. It's such a good day. I got to say this, though. Ryan McCrady, last time he was on here, this time a little underwhelming. Last time he brought us this huge news that we're all the way up to 17. Of course, I'm just kidding with you.
You know, that's exactly what I said to him. I said, because, you know, Mike Wilka came in with all kinds of breaking news.
Well,
are you
going to
break something on the show, make some news for us today?
Last time he was here, to his defense, I'm only being slightly silly here. He brought us the good news that we're being nationally recognized in a chart of let's say, 399 or so cities, which is probably is that by population, the top 400 or so?
Yeah, by metropolitan area, that's right. Okay. Yeah, by population.
We were scraping around the bottom, like 380 just a few years ago, to be fair.
Right.
And now we're cracked like the Illini. We're in the top 20 here.
That's right.
Yeah, and the trajectory, I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here. If we're at 17 this year and all this momentum we have, what's our best case scenario next year, do you think?
Well, you know, the mountain's always the steepest when you're nearest the peak, right?
That's
so
right.
The climb from 17 to 1 will be tougher.
That's right.
But I do think based on projects that are being considered mm-hmm. for this community, I do think we can continue to rise. And
so, Ryan, you can only milk this for so long. You got to come in with another big score.
Hold on. You don't let him welch out. You think we could crack a top 10? Or you think it's...
I don't know. Maybe not. I think to do that in 1 year would be a really big jump.
Okay.
But I think that should be a goal for this community in the next 3 years.
Yeah,
is to get back up into the top 10. And development's interesting because it does have a snowballing effect. The more you get, the more activity, the more interest you get, the more opportunities you get. And that's why we have to constantly explain the opportunity for business to be successful here in Decatur. And I work with some amazing marketing folks that you guys all know and amazing talent on my team that is really good at doing that and getting that information out in front of the right people.
Has the Limitless marketing program worked for you?
It has because so when we think about the top 10 most important things businesses look when they look to locate somewhere, here's the top three every single year. The first is workforce. We just talked about that, Kevin, what this community has. Second, transportation options and opportunities. Well, we know about that, the Midwest Inland Port, the roads, the rail, the air. The third most important thing, quality of life. You're a business owner, Kevin. You know to attract and retain the best talent, you have to have a good community for those folks to live in. So,
and look at what the Devon has done for this community just in one summer.
Everything. And now we have employers in Decatur grabbing that Limitless collateral materials and weaving that into their recruiting brochures to help recruit folks to live here. And the ability to connect to the community when you get somebody here. You know, you can get a job anywhere, but when you get someone in a community and they get weaved into the community and they meet people at church and people at school and make social connections, it's much harder for them to want to go to some other town for just another job. And so that's what you have to do. You have to really weave them in there. And the Limitless has been very effective at doing that. And it's really been a nice blend into our business attraction efforts, too, when we can show the community.
How about the Hardy's voice? Is that getting many comments about that guy?
He's not the guy that did Hardy's. That gentleman is actually from France, and he's been our voice of Limitless since it started. And he loves having the opportunities to do that. And it does sound like the Arby's guy or the Hardy's guy, but it's not the same guy.
No,
that's our famous guy. That's Bing Rhames.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I get a kick out of it though. I mean, it's a very humorous way to make a very important point.
Right.
And that is for people to understand what our statistics are so much better than a lot of our surrounding cities, and people don't give us credit for that.
Yeah. The average wage, annual wage for an employed person in Decatur is now almost $63,000 a year. That is higher than any other city in Central Illinois, higher than Peoria, Bloomington, Normal, Champaign, Urbana, or Springfield.
We're running short on time, but I got to ask you this question. I'm so excited about energy being produced in this country, and that allows manufacturing to be reborn.
Yep.
And this town, where it's located, right in the middle of the country, dead, if you took a dart and threw it in the middle of the country, you'd probably hit Decatur or Springfield.
That's right.
And so the opportunities I think Decatur now has, even though we're in Illinois, because of our location, our highway system, and our rails, what are the chances of hitting some big manufacturing opportunities in the next 5 years?
The chances are really good because, like I said earlier, energy supply is very important. So almost 50% of manufacturing costs is tied to energy costs. And now that we have a domestic supply of oil and natural gas here in our country, and so we can lock in the certainty of price shifts in that and take some of the uncertainty out of that, it's a huge opportunity for this country to bring heavy manufacturing back here.
What do you do to go get them? I mean, how do you find them?
Well, we find them, but we focus on those industries. We focus in on LinkedIn. We do targeted marketing that way. Then we also stay closely connected to site selecting consultants and also industrial commercial brokers to make sure they know about the opportunity that's here. But we also work with the businesses that are in our town and ask them to connect us to their supply chain and channel partners, upstream and downstream partners too, to make sure they can sometimes open doors for us, right? Get us a phone call returned, or if they hear one of their customers is looking to locate somewhere, making sure they can tell them about Decatur and about the opportunity here. So that's part of what we do.
Ryan McCready, the head of director of EDC here in town. We're lucky to have you, Ryan.
Well, I'm lucky to be here. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.